It's April 5th, 2008, and this is my last in a series of podcasts that have to do with books dealing with math. The book I'm reviewing today is called Counting on Frank by Rod Clement. The reason I enjoyed this book so much, and why I think children would enjoy it, is because it has many creative ways of talking about measurement and how to relate measurements to one another. I really enjoy the illustrations, and something interesting I noticed is that the boy's dog is included on every page. That is just one thing in a number of small bonuses throughout the book that I thought kids would enjoy. The author is very creative in how he talks about measurement. On the very first page of the book, the boy's dad is covered in ballpoint pen. The text on the page reads, "My dad says you have a brain. Use it." So I do. I sit down and fill my notebook with facts. Did you know that the average ballpoint pen draws a line 7,000 feet long before the ink runs out? My parents consider this fact to be a bit childish, but I'm sure the pen company would like to know. Facts such as this one, and one on a later page that talks about how many blue whales can fit in the boy's living room, are very interesting to young kids. The last four pages of the book contain activities that go along with each page. Another activity that could be done with this book is to ask kids to make their own page. For example, they could figure out how many pieces of Captain Crunch it would take to fill a whole cereal box. The students can do this for homework and then bring in their findings to the class and share them. Another book I highly recommend that can put a whole different spin on measurement is called Actual Size by Steve Jenkins. There are examples such as bear heads, teeth of sharks, or the size of a gorilla. These can all help kids understand measurement. The illustrations in this book are really different and entertaining because they all contain pieces of ripped paper. Thank you very much for tuning into my final podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.